Welcome, loving viewers, to Cinema Scene, with movies in celebration of the upcoming Mother's Day. Founded by Ms. Anna Jarvis from the United States, Mother's Day became internationally recognized in 1914 and is now honored around the world on the second Sunday of May, although some countries may have differing dates. Whenever the day, it is a special occasion to express our gratitude to all beloved mothers who collectively have bestowed immense love upon our world. Baby Boom is a moving and comical film by American director Charles Shire. Released in 1987, it stars Oscar-winning actress Diane Keaton and Sam Shepard in the leading roles, with original music score by the legendary Mr. Bill Conti, an Oscar and Emmy winner himself. J.C. Wyatt is a high-flying, successful single woman. J.C. loves her life in the fast lane and shares this preference with her equally career-minded partner, Stephen. The idea of motherhood is far from J.C.'s mind, and even further from Stephen's. But sometimes life can present a few surprises, and one of J.C.'s comes in the form of a beautiful little bundle of joy named Elizabeth. J.C. is named the guardian of Elizabeth in her late cousin's will, but upon realizing that she is to become a mom to Elizabeth, J.C. is absolutely convinced that she cannot provide for her and looks to offer Elizabeth for adoption.
What? What? Wait a minute now. Are you telling me that I inherited a baby from a cousin I haven't seen since 1954? No, I know. No way.
This is impossible.
I'm sorry. I assumed you understood the nature of
well,
my trip.
Well, you see, that's the funny thing. I can't have a baby because I have a 12:30 lunch meeting.
I'm sorry. I have to reboard. I'm on my way to visit relatives in Florida. Now, Elizabeth, this is your Aunt J.C., the one I was telling you about. You're going to live with her now, and she's going to take care of you and love you very much.
After only having spent a short time with Elizabeth, the loving and nurturing instincts of motherhood are awakened, and J.C. finds she is unable to let Elizabeth go.
Don't expect too much, okay?
The relationship between one of the most unlikely candidates for parenthood and the adorable Elizabeth grows. We see how J.C.'s inexperience does not deter her, and for the first time, love becomes the impetus in J.C.'s life. Admirably, J.C. attempts to keep her high-powered job, but soon it becomes quite apparent that it is quite a challenge. J.C. is promised a promotion, yet soon afterwards falls out of favor with her superiors. This is the catalyst in helping J.C. make a bold and spontaneous decision. She decides to swap out the big city for the tranquility of nature and the wonders of taking care of a child. J.C. then purchases her dream country house and embarks on a career as a mother, living in a rural setting, exchanging the Big Apple for a house on 60 acres and an apple orchard.
Thank you.
realizing she bought a house in need of much work, JC hires the local plumber, who, faithful to the quaintness of the small town, is also the local builder, electrician, roofer, and general handyman. Beginning to feel overburdened with her life-changing move, JC has thoughts of returning to the life she left behind. On an unexpected visit to the local doctor, or so she assumes him to be, JC proceeds to offload her worries on to Dr. Jeff Cooper, a handsome and caring man. With the entrance of Dr. Cooper's second patient, JC is embarrassed to find out that he is a veterinarian. JC decides that she must undoubtedly return to the city. But then things change for JC as she begins to open her heart to others in a way she had never done before. Proving that change can be challenging yet often rewarding, as JC offers her motherly love to little Elizabeth, everything is given in return. From her abundant crop in her orchard, JC makes apple baby sauce, and plenty of it. This becomes very popular in the community, and before long, the gourmet baby food is looking like a business set to develop. Little Elizabeth proves to be a guiding light that takes JC to a new life, and JC's motherly love offers Elizabeth a new beginning. Finally, JC is given the ultimate test when her former company expresses an interest in her gourmet baby food. Will JC decide to return to the business world? Baby Boom is a fun movie that is suitable for the whole family, showing the tenderness and power of motherly love. We will be right back after these brief messages. You're watching Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television.
Mama!
What'd you do today?
Did you?
Will you go to
Welcome back to Cinema Scene on Supreme Master Television, where we honor Mother's Day, giving thanks for all the beautiful mothers in our world. This little light of mine, Carina Carina was written and directed by American filmmaker Jesse Nelson. This 1994 movie stars Oscar-winning actress Whoopi Goldberg, Emmy-winning actor Ray Liotta, and the talented Tina Margherita. Manny, who is a devoted father to Molly, now finds himself a widower after the sudden loss of his wife. His world is turned upside down, and the grief of his daughter is profound. The loss of a loved one can affect a person in many ways, and as an expression of grief over the loss of her mother, Molly falls silent, wishing not to speak anymore.
I'm gonna be fine, Molly. Just fine, you and me.
Manny misses his wife deeply and does not know how to cope with his daughter, Molly. Being a single father, he needs to return to work to support themselves and looks to hire a nanny to take care of Molly. After Manny had to let the first nanny go, God sends help in the form of Karina.
Hello, kid. My name's Karina. I bet you're Molly. And I hear you don't like talking much these days, but that's all right with me, because it makes my job a lot easier. Oh, nice wheels.
Karina is intelligent, humorous, and wise. She is by far the liveliest addition to the household Manny would dare to wish for. A recent college graduate, Karina needs the job. On weighing the alternatives, Manny sees Karina is the best candidate.
You know how to drive?
I'm an old pro. I was just testing the brakes. It'll do your heart good to know they're fine.
I'll be right with you.
And I made a slight boo-boo, which I hope you won't tell your father about. But you won't, because you don't talk. You're the short, silent type, aren't you? Could tell.
There is an invisible quality in Karina that Molly instantly responds to.
Now, Molly, I understand that you don't want to talk, because I know you have your reasons. But you and I have to figure out a way to communicate. So, if I ask you if you want something and the answer is yes, I want you to pat your nose like that, because then I'll know. If the answer is no, why then you don't have to do anything. Do you want to have the pecan waffles with lots and lots of syrup and butter? Shouldn't it? Okay.
Manny pursues his work as a songwriter. In this way, he attempts to ease his grief. Meanwhile, the relationship between Molly and Karina slowly grows.
Oh, wait. I hate to impose. But could you give me a little help? I just don't know if I can do this last one on my own. Ah, you know, the first time I saw you, I knew you had this magic. Oh, here's another one. Give me a hand with this one. Well done.
Karina has a belief in the heavenly world, and she comforts Molly, reassuring her that people do not just disappear, and that her mother is always with her.
You know what I think, Molly? I think your mom's looking down at you from heaven right now. And if you look really closely, I bet you'll see she's waving.
With her gentle way and humor, she is like a gift sent from heaven to awaken this little girl's heart. Karina can see beneath Molly's silence, and without much ado, she allows Molly to open up to the world again in her own time. Karina has a God-given talent for expressing herself in a beautiful way, and Molly's innocence responds to this. Throughout this movie, we see the trials, the joy, and the sadness that are all a part of love. Molly learns to live with the absence of her mother and remembers her with affection. Karina's faith is the one thing that Molly can grasp and believes truly in God's love for her and for her mother.
Karina, this is where my mommy sleeps.
Thank you.
When's she coming back?
You know, Molly, she's not coming home, because when you die, the angels take you up to heaven.
However, Manny still uses his work to hide his grief, causing his songwriting to suffer. Love is often the guiding emotion for creativity, and without it, Manny is truly lost. Karina is a gifted and sensitive human being, and at times life has not been easy for her. Despite this, she has an abundance of love and support for others. Karina has unlocked the doors of solitude, and Manny is once again inspired to write. Transcending the barriers of class and race, the friendship between Manny and Karina grows as Manny recognizes a truly beautiful person in Karina. But things take a different turn when Manny discovers Karina has not been sending Molly to school, as Karina felt she was not ready to return yet. Manny feels betrayed and instantly dismisses Karina from their lives, and Molly once again feels alone. But when Molly's grandfather dies, this little girl finds the courage to extend her love to her grandmother, despite her own grief.
All through the night, I'm gonna let it shine.
Will Manny find it in his heart to forgive and let the treasure of Karina's love back into their lives? Will Molly be able to continue extending her love to others? Viewers are bound to be enthralled with Karina, who lights the way for a father and child to once again appreciate this precious life. From these movies, we see the incomparable gift of motherly devotion. In each movie, the child is not the biological offspring, yet the love of the caregiver is still deep and genuine. In Baby Boom, we see how an innocent toddler transforms the least likely candidate for parenthood into the most suitable and dedicated mother. And in Karina, Karina, we witness that maternal love can manifest through different beings to shine down on us in our time of need. In the words of President Abraham Lincoln, 16th President of the United States and a vegetarian, "All I am or can be, I owe to my angel mother." Thank you for joining us on Cinema Scene this week. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. May all mothers and mothers at heart have a joyous and fulfilling day. Heaven bless your unconditional love, devotion, and sacrifice to continue gracing our earth.
Oh, wait. I feel Esther Williams coming on. May I have this dance?
Don't you know it's class?